This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with students during the 9th edition of popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha. In a video released today, the Prime Minister was seen addressing students on how to overcome stress and anxiety during exams. During the interaction, Mr. Modi advised students to trust their own unique learning patterns, emphasizing that no two individuals think or grow in the same way. He said that every student has a distinct style and it is important to have full faith in one's own pattern of preparation.
Pehli baat hai, aap apni jo pattern hai, us par pura bharosa karo. Lekin जो पैटर्न के लिए सुझाव देते हैं उसको ध्यान से सुनो, समझने की कोशिश करो और उसमें आपको लगता है यार मेरी पैटर्न तो है लेकिन ये चीज मैं अगर जोड़ दूं तो अच्छा होगा, लेकिन किसी के कहने पर मत जोड़ो, अपने अनुभव से जोड़ो.
The Prime Minister advised that teachers should remain sensitive to the learning speed of every student. He said that a teacher should stay just one step ahead of the student and not too far so that guidance feels achievable and not intimidating.
Sir, exam warrior mein bhi likha hai mantra 26. Goal should be within reach but not easily achievable.
Wow, sab yaad rakhte hain aap log.
Yes, sir.
Teacher ka aisa karo, aap main padhaun uske pehle padhna shuru kar do. Padh kar ke aao, kisko pooch ke aao.
Yes, sir.
Google pe jaake kuch karna hai to wahan karke aa jao.
Yes, sir.
Aur uske baad actually jab paath padhayenge to kya hoga?
Sir, hame curiosity hogi, hame zyada samajh aayega kyunki humne pehle se padha hoga.
Focus bhi aur acha rahega.
Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has decided to keep the repo rate unchanged at 5.25%. Governor Sanjay Malhotra today announced the decisions taken during the three-day meeting of Monetary Policy Committee. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate remains at 5% and the marginal standing facility rate and the bank rate remains at 5.5%. The MPC also decided to continue with the neutral stance.
After a detailed assessment of the evolving macroeconomic conditions and the economic outlook, the MPC voted unanimously to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 5.25%. Consequently, the STF rate remains at 5% and the MSF rate and the bank rate at 5.5%. The MPC also decided to continue with the neutral stance.
RBI has revised real GDP growth projections for first quarter of 2026-27 to 6.9% and second quarter to 7%.
Real GDP growth projections for Q1 and Q2 of next year, that is 2026-27, are revised upward slightly to 6.9% and 7% respectively.
CPI inflation for 2025-26 is now projected at 2.1%, with quarter four at 3.2%. According to RBI, CPI inflation for first quarter of 2026-27 is expected to be at 4% and for second quarter at 4.2%. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will review border security and hold a high-level meeting in Jammu today on the security situation in the Union Territory. Mr. Shah reached Jammu last night on a two-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha received the Home Minister on his arrival at the Jammu airport. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, is conducting search operations at multiple locations in Arunachal Pradesh in connection with a money laundering probe linked to an alleged Trans-Arunachal Highway compensation scam. ED is searching six residential premises, including four in and around Itanagar, one at Likhabali near Dibrugarh, and one at Alo, close to the Mechuka-China border. The United States and Iran will hold direct nuclear negotiations in Oman's capital, Muscat, today, marking a critical diplomatic engagement amid heightened regional tensions. In cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru have clinched their second Women's Premier League title, defeating Delhi Capitals by 6 wickets in Vadodara last night. India will lock horns with England in the summit clash of Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup at Harare in Zimbabwe this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.